Elsewhere, the Syrian information minister says Saudi Arabia is responsible for death and destruction throughout the Muslim world today, including in Syria. Omran al-Zoubi made the remarks in a television interview in which he advised Riyadh to halt its policy of terrorism against Syria and other regional countries such as Iraq, Lebanon, and Algeria. He had particularly scathing criticism of the Saudi foreign minister, saying Saud al-Faisal has always driven Saudi policy toward failure. The comments come after a meeting between Faisal and his U.S. counterpart John Kerry. During the meeting on Monday, the Saudi official reportedly lamented the international community's inaction on the Syrian crisis, particularly the U.S. decision not to intervene militarily. Syria has long accused Saudi Arabia of being one of the main regional patrons of the foreign-backed militants, which provides military and financial support to them. Press TV's Muhammad Ali joins us from Damascus. So Muhammad, what do you make of Syria's comments regarding Saudi Arabia and its policies in the region, i.e. Syria as well?
Not the first time the Syrian government or Syrian officials speak about the Saudi role in fueling the Syrian unrest, funding and supporting foreign-backed militants fighting on Syria's soil. Just yesterday, the Syrian information minister, as you have just said, criticized the Saudi statements and role in the Syrian unrest, saying that the Saudi foreign minister, particularly Saud al-Faisal, is driving and leading the policy of Saudi Arabia into failure. Not only the Minister of Information, Omran al-Zoubi, had some comments about Saudi Arabia yesterday, but also we know that the political media advisor in the Syrian presidency, Hussein al-Shaaban, also spoke about the Saudi role and of course, particularly about the foreign minister, Saudi foreign minister, saying that he has no right to speak about who represents the Syrian people. She also noted that the so-called National Coalition for Opposition Forces based outside the country, of course, is only a show window and represents what the Saudi, what Saudi Arabia wants and even what the Saudi intelligence over there. She also pointed out that, and wondered actually, who does this coalition represent? Is it the Nusra Front working on ground or Al-Qaeda? Those were the words of the political media advisor to the Syrian presidency. We also know, Waqar, that the Saudi support for the militants on ground is public. It is not a secret anymore.
Even in the Western media, we know that even in the Western media, the Saudis, of course, know, everyone knows about their support. You have the Washington Post just 2 days ago speaking about that, and it said in one of its articles that Saudi Arabia is leading other Persian Gulf countries and trying to strengthen the military support for the Syrian, at least the armed men that are on ground, and developing policies that are independent from the United States. This is what the Washington Post said just 2 days ago, and it added that the Saudi Arabia also are planning to expand the training facilities they operate in Jordan. This means that all of those things are happening by Saudi Arabia, all of that support, and we know that the Syrian government, finally speaking, always says that such support to the militants always undermines any political solution for the Syrian unrest.
And Muhammad, just give us give us some perspective on what objectives is Saudi Arabia following in backing the Takfiri insurgents fighting Damascus.
Well, of course, we all know that Saudi Arabia is one of the allies of the United States in the region. It fully cooperates with it. So, and we know, of course, the, what the United States policy is towards Syria. It is, of course, against the Syrian leadership, and it always gives statements that it wants the Syrian president to step down without even having any elections by the Syrians. The interests of Saudi Arabia is the interests of the United States. This is what many experts say over here, and they are. Now they have now started supporting the foreign-backed militants, even those that are extremists. So they are fully in support of the foreign-backed militants on ground. There are many interests, political interests perhaps, and also geographical interests. In addition to that, we know that the United States and other countries are always after the natural resources in any countries. Take, for example, Iraq. They were after the oil. In Syria, there are also gas and oil. There are also political and geographical strategic importance for Syria, where it lies, especially that it is close to the Israeli entity. And we all know that, that the Syrian government, in addition to Iran, are all allies against the illegitimate occupation of the Israeli entity in the Middle East.
Thank you very much. Muhammad Ali, Press TV's correspondent, joining us from Damascus.